Please hold the line for the conference host to join.
Welcome to the Mothercare Q4 analyst trading update. For the duration of the call, you'll be on listen only, and at the end of the call, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you'll be connected to an operator. I'm now handing over to Matt Smith, CFO, to begin. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining the call this morning. Today I'll update you on our fourth quarter, which covers the 12 weeks to Saturday the 29th of March. This will be the last quarterly review for our prelims in May. I'll first run through performance over the fourth quarter for the business before opening the call to questions and answers. Since our last update in January, and in line with our expectations, trading for both the UK and international has improved compared with our third quarter. International saw a recovery in constant currency sales to 9.8%. The reported retail sales were down 1.8%, reflecting the increasing level of currency devaluation, which we talked about in January. The UK was down 4%, reflecting the ongoing closure of loss-making stores. Even so, the underlying business continues to grow, and we end the year with 4.4 million square feet of selling space, up 5.8%, and have 1,441 stores across 60 markets globally. So let me split out between the two parts of the business. Turning first to international, space was up 13.1% year-on-year, and our franchise partners now have 1,221 stores trading from 2.7 million square feet in 59 countries. We believe the opportunity for growth remains in each of our four regions. Based on three-year rolling plans, which are regularly reviewed with our franchise partners, we continue to see opportunity for double-digit space growth. As we expected, trading has improved over the last quarter. All four regions have delivered positive like-for-like sales growth, and constant currency retail sales were up 9.8% during the quarter. Latin America and Asia Pacific were up double digits, while Europe and the Middle East have seen mid-single digit constant currency sales growth. However, the currency impact, which we talked about in January, has worsened over the quarter, with India, Indonesia, Russia and Turkey in particular affecting the reported sales number. After a currency benefit of 2.8% in quarter one, we saw a reversal to broadly flat in quarter two and a move in the opposite direction to negative 2.9% in quarter three, which worsened further to negative 11.6% in quarter four, with all four regions affected. We now expect this level of currency devaluation to continue into the new financial year, with a greater impact during the first half. To mitigate against some of this risk, we have hedged our Russian, Indian and Indonesian exposure for the first half of the new financial year. We'll extend this hedging strategy to some of our other key markets. Europe, our largest region, has seen retail sales in constant currency revert back to growth. Russia is our largest market after the UK, and whilst we have seen encouraging double-digit constant currency sales growth for the quarter, reported retail sales for this market have been impacted by an increasing level of currency devaluation. Given the political landscape, we'd expect this to continue into the new financial year. The Middle East and Africa, too, have seen an improvement in constant currency sales to mid-single-digit positive, with currency devaluation negating this benefit. We still see healthy growth opportunities across this region. Asia Pacific saw a positive contribution to reported retail sales, despite Indonesia and India continuing to see their currencies devalue. China continues to deliver on its growth potential, with double-digit growth both in constant and reported currency. Finally, Latin America, our newest and smallest region, whilst also suffering from the impact of currency, saw high single-digit reported sales growth. Turning now to the UK, we have continued to make progress against our goal of closing loss-making stores, with a further nine ELC and two Mothercare stores closing during the quarter. Across the two brands, we reduced space by 3.8% year-on-year and now trade from 1.7 million square feet. As we anticipated, UK trading improved compared with Q3. We are a multi-channel retailer with 29% of total sales completed across our online channels, up from 25% in the previous year. Our stores are a crucial part of this strategy, as highlighted by Click and Collect, now accounting for a third of direct sales. Direct in-home was at 1.8% during the quarter, and we did not repeat last year's online stock clearance activity. The positive outcome for direct in-home sales helped both like-for-like and total UK sales, was well down on improvement on the levels seen in the previous quarter. UK sales and gross margin expectations for the full year also remain unchanged. In clothing, we had a successful mid-season sale, which made way for our new spring-summer ranges. We are pleased with the customer response to these new ranges. Home and travel still remains very competitive, with some of the margin pressure seen in Q3 continuing into this quarter. Even so, we remain the market leader in this category, and our customers recognize that, as evidenced by the recent Prima Baby Awards. This is a relatively small quarter for toys. Whilst we continue to close loss-making ELC stores, our inserts remain integral to our larger Mothercare stores. So in summary, we have seen the expected improvement in both UK and international sales compared with the last quarter. International has seen a recovery in constant currency sales. However, the impact of currency devaluation has increased and is expected to continue into the new financial year. As we close the fourth quarter, we expect March 2014 underlying profits to be in line with current market forecasts. So let me now open the call to questions, which I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question on this call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. That's star 1. And we have a question from the line of John Stevenson from Peel Hunt. Please go ahead, John.
Morning.
Morning, John.
A couple of questions to get us going, really. Starting with the cost base, I'm just wondering if you can remind us just in terms of current expectations for annualised cost savings coming into next year, and linked to that, really, where we are on the store estate, so how many stores you'd expect to be closing over the course of the coming financial year.
Well, look, John, I mean, as you know, both having a lean retail model and closing a loss-making stores is a key plank of our UK turnaround, and that continues. I'll be able to give good future guidance when we have our prelims at the end of May. I'd probably rather wait till then to give that guidance properly.
Okay, but I mean, in terms of the current guidance that's actually out there at the moment, just a reminder of where you expect that store base to get to.
Yeah, so, okay, so on the overall store base, we had said that our overall store base would be around 200 stores when we put out the transformation and growth plan. And we said that would be adapted as we move forward and move across the programme. So, again, we'll look at that in more detail when it comes to our prelims.
Okay, fine. And then just on the trading front, obviously you mentioned the ongoing gross margin pressures. I mean, how are you sort of changing your trading strategy on home and travel? Obviously, there's a level of exclusives, but are you being more aggressive in terms of headline pricing, and should we expect that going forward into the new financial year?
Well, on overall gross margin, I think I said when we had our update in January that we'd expect to see some continuing gross margin pressure into next year, and I think the consensus into next year is about 100 basis points down for the UK margin. So I haven't got any changes to that at this point. On the actual trading strategy, we've said for a while now we're managing the business to cash margin. That really means where appropriate we'll adapt our trading strategy to maximise the profits we can make from the sales we see. But what we're not doing is chasing loss-making sales. That's not something we're going to go after.
Okay, but have you actually changed? I mean, looking at how things have changed over the last quarter and coming into spring, summer, have you actually changed that trading strategy to become more aggressive?
I wouldn't say we have, actually, no. I think our trading strategy has been consistent. So, you know, we're not chasing loss-making sales. We're focusing on cash margin. What we are doing with our suppliers is working with them. We have a number of exclusives, and we'll have more of those coming forward. And actually, those have sold well in the quarter. For example, we have a Bugaboo navy colour range, which we've sold very well in the quarter. That's exclusive to us. So more of the same, I think, of those looking forward.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Our next question is coming from the line of Matthew Taylor from Numis Securities. Please go ahead, Matthew.
Yes, good morning,
Matt. Morning, Matthew.
A question really on international. Quite a sharp rebound in the growth rate from Q3 to Q4. I mean, what are you putting that down to? Is it predominantly external environment, their sort of calendar events? Are there something else you're doing in terms of ranging or what? What was the sort of reason behind the big turnaround there in the growth rate?
Yeah, so Matthew, as we kind of said in Q3, we expected to see a recovery in our international constant currency sales, and we've seen those come through, so that was encouraging. So really looking back at Q3, we saw Q3 more as a blip on the international sales growth. If you remember, we talked about some weather impacts, particularly in Russia, a little bit in the Middle East as well. and those have not continued into quarter four as we thought. So that's been the main driver, really. We've seen the blip in Q3 now come through to good growth in Q4 as we expected.
Okay, and you've not seen any tailing down in Russia as a result of events in Crimea?
No,
so underlying other currencies.
No, we haven't. So actually, we've seen some good double-digit constant currency growth in Russia during the quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question has come from the line of Adam Cochrane from UBS. Please go ahead, Adam.
Good morning. Two questions from me. Firstly, on the supplier support, you mentioned the exclusives earlier. Are you still, given the market leadership status, are you still having quite robust discussions with some of your larger suppliers about the potential for whether it's better pricing, exclusives? If you had to choose between some either cash funding or an exclusive, which would be your preference? And then on international, given the scale of some of these FX moves, is there a what's the local partner doing in Russia or in Indonesia? Are their products now looking quite expensive relative to other local players? Is this something that concerns them? Do they push back on you as to what the price they're prepared to pay you for now is, etc.?
Okay, look, on the first one, so we're always talking to our suppliers. We're the market leader in the UK and actually a number of overseas markets as well. So we're always speaking with our suppliers about how we can both benefit from trading together in our markets. So that hasn't changed. We're just doing more of the same, really, on that area. So, but it is right, we're looking at exclusives with our home and travel partners. And also, as any retailer would do, we're constantly speaking to our suppliers about terms and about support. So that hasn't changed. We're just doing more of the same there, I'd say. If I look to overseas and some of those markets, no, we're still seeing good growth in quarter four in many of the markets. Actually, the markets where we've seen currency devaluation, we're still seeing on the local markets good growth. Our franchise partners are on the ground. They still see good opportunity and prepared to invest in the business and to lay down double-digit space growth looking forward. So, no, we're not getting feedback that their prices are out of line. I mean, the currency impact, as you'd imagine, would impact all businesses in those markets, so they're not different to the rest of the sector that are working with them.
This is what I was thinking, is that what's the lead time for a supplier to place his order with you? So if the currency's devalued rapidly, it could be that they bought from you at a price that is now 15% different to what they're having to buy from you at today. So is there a lead time between suppliers purchasing from you and delivering the products to them, and then where they are today, coming back into BAT and ordering again?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, there is a lead time, but the lead time they have with us would be no different to the lead time that their competitors would have with their supply base either. So, again, I don't think our franchise partners are unique in their markets. So they're operating in the markets, and they're still seeing good growth coming through. So we're not hearing significant pressure or any noise from our franchise partners where they have any concerns on this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We currently have no further questions coming through, so just another reminder, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. And our next question is coming from the line of Julian Wellington from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my question. I just had a very quick question just on in terms of on the UK store estate. You mentioned that you've been closing stores throughout the second half. And you mentioned you would talk more about that at the full year. But I just wondered, can you just tell us what the average length of leases is on your UK stores, please?
Yeah, Joan, if I can. The average length of lease in UK stores is about 4 years.
Okay, that's very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We currently have no further questions coming through. So just another reminder, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. But we have no further questions coming from the phone lines at this stage.
Okay, fine. Look, so with no further questions, let me draw the call to a close. So overall, the underlying potential for this business remains. International continues to see double-digit space growth potential, which in turn drives constant currency sales. Whilst in the short term will be impacted by currency devaluation, our franchise partners remain committed to the business and our brands. In the UK, the UK remains competitive, but we are making progress with the closure of loss-making stores, reducing costs and improving our products, and our goal still remains to return the UK to profitability. So that brings me to an end to this call. Our next update to the market is on the 22nd of May, and we'll present our prelims. So thank you, and goodbye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.